This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora ho mā, no mai, haere mai, ko hana tuku ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Today I'm pleased to be welcoming some new guests and getting back to what I like to call the beyond section of That's The Ticket. I've got some chat today lined up about a new form of art for the show, for That's The Ticket. Mel and Jason from the Hamilton Lego Users Group, aka Hamlug, are here to tell me more about their upcoming Hamilton Brick Show. Kia ora, team.
Hey,
how's it going?
Good, welcome. As soon as I started talking about Hamlug, because I'm so used to calling it Hamlug, I'm like, is it actually the Hamilton Lego Users Group?
That's it.
Correct. Yeah. You get in the habit of using the like acronym or whatever, and I'm like, oh man, this is a really good time for me to realise it stands for something else, eh?
Yeah, no, you start talking about Hamlug and people get confused. They're like, what? Hamilton Lego User Group usually.
Yeah.
Without the S on the users, but...
Oh, yeah, okay, I was close.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Thanks
close
for
enough,
keeping it real, keeping me humble. No, it's important, but welcome to the show, guys, and I feel like I need to shout out to a friend of That's The Ticket, previous guest, friend of the show, best mate Jamie. Is he a member of the group or is he just one of your exhibitors?
No,
he's part of the club, yeah.
He's the whole kit and caboodle. Okay, well, kia ora, Jamie. Thanks for making this happen, because I actually saw him at the last year's Hamilton Brick Show and he jokingly said, oh, I should have had you on That's The Ticket and I should come on That's The Ticket to talk about this. And then he made this happen.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Fantastic. We're always looking for ways to get the word out there and, you know, try and get as many people interested and aware of of what we do as possible. It's kind of hard to do the advertising being a small non-for-profit group. So, anything like this is really appreciated. So, love it.
No, I mean, I'm stoked to have you guys here, because as a previous attendant of, the Hamilton Brick Show, like, it's not good radio, but you do have to see it to believe it. Because I'm like, you kind of see it written down, because, I mean, this is me getting into the bit where I ask you to tell me about the event, but it's like, you're like, oh, yeah, cool, just going to go, like, look at some Lego. But the stuff that your guys' group or, you know, your exhibitors produce is, like, next level.
Yeah.
It's next level, team.
Yeah.
And so I guess going back to the Hamilton Brick Show, I like to do the old when is it, where is it, what's the show's favourite colour, like that kind of that kind of thing. So who's up to the job of telling me a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so it's this weekend.
Oh,
this
crikey,
weekend
they
coming,
grow up fast.
The 9th and 10th of August.
Yeah.
So doors are open 9 to 4 each day.
Yep, and you're down at Claudelands Event Centre, right?
That's the one, yeah.
Yep, and tickets are available now at Ticketek, but you guys do door sales, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yep, great. And I guess what to expect, I mean, if you haven't kind of grasped by, you know, Hamlug, Hamilton Lego User Group, Hamilton Brick Show, it's basically a large-scale exhibition of awesome Lego creations, would we say that is apt?
Yeah, exactly that. So we're all private collectors and we've got into it in a massive way to the point where we want to share the love. And some people bring along collections of sets that they own. Other people modify those sets, and some people make what we call mocks or a my own creation, which is just getting all the different little Lego bricks and creating something completely new.
Oh, man.
And bringing that along. So, there's massive things that you can't see in stores that will be there. There's brick pits for the kids to play in.
Yep.
We're running the scavenger hunt again this year.
Please explain more.
So that one is an interactive competition that the kids really get into. It was a real hit last year when we brought it in for the first time. And basically we've got 12 displays around the hall that will have a particular minifig hidden on them. And the goal this year is to find each of those minifigs and tell us what piece of food they're holding.
Oh, wow.
So that way we've been able to just get the same minifig.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all you have to do is find as many as you can of those 12 food items, pop that into the form, and then you're in the draw to win some more free Lego, funnily enough.
I mean, that feels fitting. I think I do remember this because I think last year when I was looking around, I did notice some, I guess, things that seemed out of place. And I'm like, this is something.
Yeah.
But that's really cool.
It happens a lot, and it's a play on that. Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of the exhibitors will find hidden objects or hide different objects in their displays just because they're cool or they don't fit.
Yeah.
Or they fit in an obscure way.
Yeah.
Like I had a Western train last year and I put Marty McFly in it because, you know,
makes sense.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Little things like that, little Easter eggs. And some exhibitors used to, or still do, have their own can you finds for their display in particular. And this, we've just scaled it up so that anyone can play.
Yeah.
And there's actually a prize on the line. So. It was a real hit last year, like I said, so
yeah.
Real excited to bring it back this year.
I mean, I'm already kind of keen to participate, even though I'm not eligible. But I do have a mate who lives on Harrowfield Drive where they do the Christmas lights. And at her house, she has like a window display and she's got like a little village and she hides Lego superheroes in it. And every time I'll go and we'll go look at it and then we'll text her being like, we're outside, and she'll come and she's like, have you found Thor yet? And I'm like, bro. And like, she does like dinosaurs and it's all very cool. And I'm
like, it's got to be done. There's so many neat different minifigs out there. Like, you just can't help but, you know, find the best ones that, really tickle your fancy and put them in your display, even no matter how obscure it is.
Yeah. No, yeah. I respect the effort. And I want to circle back to something you mentioned about your exhibitors. So they'll complete sets and then modify sets and then just, like, go rogue and build something new. With modifying sets, is that, like, so you buy the Lego set and then you, like, upscale or do something different?
Yeah.
Changing it up a bit.
Yeah.
So you can do whatever you want. You're only limited by your imagination. So some people do small changes. Some people do massive changes to a set.
Right.
And sometimes that's just the start of building their own creations and going bigger again.
Mm. Oh, see, I have so many questions. And I'm just like, for starters, I'm just like, the brick management.
Yeah.
Already that sounds hectic.
It is, yeah. The storage of Lego as a an adult Lego enthusiast is a massive part of our hobby.
Yeah.
And as a group, we actually, you know, it's one of the things we'll often talk about at meetings.
Yeah.
You know, because you amass a big collection of excess bricks at home.
Yeah.
And I've found that your storage way changes as you progress through your Lego journey.
Yeah.
So
you get deeper and
it
gets.
Yeah.
Really so does. The more you have, the more you collect.
Yeah.
You change how it usually starts off by colour sorting.
Yeah.
But then as you evolve, you quite often move into a part type sorting.
Oh, wow.
Because you just have so much that you need to be able to differentiate.
Yeah.
But then some people, you've got like Ryan who still sorts by colour because he builds a lot by colour.
Yeah.
So it is each to their own, but yeah, it's a whole nother kettle of fish. And I reckon Sistema, if anyone from Sistema is listening, they should definitely sponsor us for next year because honestly, you lift up any table cover at the show
and it's
and
just
you'll
containers.
See a Sistema container, without a doubt.
I mean, the other thing is you can get the big Lego bricks to put small Lego bricks in, right?
You can.
And I'm like, that's cool, but then it's also, I'm like, I'm going to get confused because it's just a big brick full of small bricks and it's all happening. But, I mean, I'm glad I asked this question because, like, you know, that's the ticket. We're an art show. This is visual arts, which is always fun to talk about on radio. You know, all you can hear is our voices, but often I get actors on the show and I always ask kind of questions about, like, line learning, and I don't know why, but like talking about brick storage, it feels like it's a question in the same vein, even though they're two very, very different things. But so, I mean, you guys, what's your involvement in the event? Are we on the board? Are we on the organising committee? Where do we fit in here?
We're both on the committee.
Great.
I'm the president.
Okay, Mr. President, Kelda.
Yep. Yeah, I'm the club president, and then Mel is the Lug Ambassador.
Lug ambassador. That sounds official.
Yeah, it kind of is, but in a weird way. It's not like the president title, but yeah. We're what we call, what they call an RLUG, which is a registered, or no, recognised LEGO user group.
Okay.
So we're officially recognised by LEGO.
Cool. Well done.
Yeah, it is
an achievement. That's a big deal.
And there is a few of us around New Zealand, but it's cool to have one in the Hamilton Waikato region.
Yeah.
And so with that, with doing the ambassador role, I have access to the worldwide network of ambassadors through an online community, so that we can sort of learn and grow and share information and get ideas and give feedback and stuff to make our shows better and, I guess promote LEGO in the right ways so that they support us.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the thing with the Hamilton Brick Show, because what number is this one?
I believe it's the 9th.
Yeah, and this is the third time that you've been at Claudelands, and I'm assuming that's just because every year the show keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it so does.
You're growing like a LEGO collection, guys. But, I mean, that's so cool that you guys have kind of had this consistent growth, you know. And I'll probably keep talking about how I have been to the Hamilton Brick Show more that's than cool. once, guys. Weird flex, but more than once. And yeah, every time it always goes off like in a positive way, and I mean it's a great family event. Yeah. But this is the thing, when I went, I'm just like, oh yeah, cool, going to look at some cool LEGO. But you don't. It's like I was saying at the top of the show. You have to kind of see it to believe it. Because I walked in expecting one thing, and then next thing I know, an hour and a half has passed, and I haven't even made it.
Only an hour and a half. God, I spent all day at the Christchurch one when I visited.
Yeah, well, it's just like the detail and the kind of craftsmanship, because it's no mean feat. Because like as an adult, last time I tried, and the key word is tried, to do some LEGO. It wasn't hard LEGO. It was LEGO pop figures.
Yeah.
I feel like they were Harry Potter or something. But it was to the point where I was doing it with someone and they were a bit better than me. And so they're like, we'll split it. We'll each do two. And then they had finished theirs and then they had to kind of come in to help with mine. No, because I'm just like.
He needed rescuing.
Oh, I don't know if it was because I was doing it with someone and I'm like, they're doing it faster than me. I'm not up to that page because, you know, you've got the little instruction things. But like, yeah, I have mad respect for it. Because I know that I could never achieve the scale of creations that I see there. Because, like, how much time are we talking?
Well, I think there's so much you can look into.
It can vary so
there.
Much.
The thing with LEGO is I find that it doesn't have to be a competition. Like
everything is a competition. No, I'm kidding.
But it's like, you know, people who display the sets, it doesn't matter how long it took you to build. A set is still really cool to look at, and someone is going to appreciate that. If you like speed building and you're good at that, that's something that some shows will actually run in the background for the exhibitors to have little speed building competitions.
I'm already sweating at the thought.
Yeah, I do too, but I still freaking love it, and I don't know why. The adrenaline.
Yeah.
And I'm not that great at it. I just love it, like that level of competition. But, I think... when I first started in the LEGO club, I just displayed sets.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, all of my LEGO was built as sets. Mm. There was no creativity. This has actually allowed me to find a creative streak in me that I never thought I had. I never had as a kid. And now as an adult, like seeing what other people can create.
Yeah.
I've delved down that path. And not, you know, it's not the best in the show, but I'm so proud of the stuff that I've managed. And then it's about inspiring other club members to actually, you know, go down that path as well.
Yeah.
Just to see what you can do with the bricks. Like,
legit, though. And here's the thing. It's like before I went to my first Hamilton Brick Show, I thought there was a limit in the sense. Well, and even talking to you guys, it's like, you know, you get – the set, you open the box, you read the instructions, you put it together. I'm doing some incredible mime, listeners. and then that's that.
Building furiously.
Yeah. And then, you know, you go to the show and it's exactly that. So people kind of taking this and making it their own and turning it into, something amazing.
Mm.
Yeah. But I guess, and the other question I have is, you know, you're building the sets. How long do they stay intact? Because it's like when you do a jigsaw puzzle, right?
Well, yes and no. There's only limited places you can store a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, I've got a really big house and I'm running out of room, but I do keep some of the big sets together.
Yeah, well, because that's the thing. I'm like, I'd be like, you know, even, I mean, I don't, again, reoccurring theme, not great at puzzles. My sister loves puzzles. She has the patience for it. Whereas at the start, I'm like, she's like, do you want to help me sort the pieces? And I'm like, no. But what she will do sometimes is she will leave the last piece for me to put in.
You get the hero piece.
Yeah. And I tell people that story and they're like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. And I'm like, yeah. And so many times she'll be doing it and then she'll just be like, hey, do you want to come do some puzzles? And I'm like, nah. And she just like gets in the zone over there. But this is the thing, even with a puzzle, I'm like, you at least got to leave it out for one day so it can revel in its completedness. And like Lego, it's even more. Like when we're talking like hundreds of thousands of pieces. And I feel like taking it apart is potentially harder than putting it together. I don't know why.
It actually is, especially with Technic. But I think, it depends on what sort of builder you are. Mm. I got back into it as an adult because I love the Star Wars movies and I saw the Star Wars Lego, so I've got a massive Lego Star Wars collection. So I have a lot of that on display at home still. But there's certain sets that I buy because either the pieces are good or that I've managed to pick up cheap and I'm like, yeah, I don't need that set on display. And so I'll just split that out and use that for parts. So depending on how much value you put on the sets or how much space you have at home, depends on how many people will actually keep up and how long they'll keep them up. So
yeah. Is R2-D2 going to be there this year, do we know?
The big one, I don't think Barney's bringing it.
Heartbreak. I mean,
will be R2s though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be some small ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. There really is something for everyone. So if you've been listening, mainly to me, and these guys very politely kind of chip in where appropriate. The main thing to remember is that the Hamilton Brick Show is running at Cauldon's Event Centre this weekend on the 9th and 10th of August. Doors are open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. More info on tickets are available at Ticketek. If you're driving, pull over, then get on your internet-connected device and buy those tickets.
There is also a special sensory hour session that we run on the Sunday morning. So this is quite close to home. Like, it's for our special needs customers, especially sensory overload. So we run a session that has less people involved. There won't be any lighting, sound or movement, and the exhibitors will be minimum and keep their noise volumes down. So perfect if you've got any kids with sensory issues that still really love Lego, and you know it can really help those people to, you know, learn and feel comfortable. So we want to be able to include them as well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, those tickets are available, special session available through Ticketek as well.
Yeah, yep. 10th of August, and is it 8 a.m.? It's before it opens.
So that's a nice quiet time.
Mint. Well, I might break for a cheeky song. Again, I take it as a challenge to try and pick music that relates to what we're talking about or who I'm talking to. And I've gone for a song by Ed Sheeran called Lego House. Feels fitting. I feel like you guys are either going to be into it or you're going to be like, oh, we've heard this joke 1,000 times. But this is Lego House.
I'm going to pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. Things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. You by numbers, put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been it for. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to give me room. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you'll get down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
That was Ed Sheeran's Lego House. Welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. And I've got some new guests on the show. And we've been talking about the Hamilton Brick Show with new best mates of That's the Ticket, Mel and Jason, members of Hamlug, the Hamilton Lego user group. It's user without the S, right? Mel gave me a really kind thumbs up, and so I had to tell everyone about it. But yeah, Hamilton Brick Show, it's hitting Clawdon's Event Centre this weekend. Tickets are available now via Ticketek. Was there anything else we wanted to touch on with ticketing?
Just the early morning session. So Sunday morning, sensory hour, 8 till 9. Tickets also available on Ticketek. But also if you turn up and there are queues at the door and you are intending on doing door purchase,
yeah,
you can still purchase those tickets on Ticketek and then skip that queue.
Oh, we love to see that.
Yeah, makes things a whole lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge advocate for booking in advance. But then, I mean, when we were off air, while that song was playing, Joseph was saying it, sometimes it's easier to just, like, rock up. When you've got kids, when you've got small humans involved, kind of scheduling.
You don't know where your day's going to go.
And, yeah, skip the queue.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, get amongst it. It is a great event for all ages, as we touched on at the top of the show. There is a brick pit. So if you've got young ones and they want to start building, there is the possibility to do that. And do you guys have Toy World on board again?
Toy World will be there on site.
Yeah.
As well as
definitely.
A cafe. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's something there to keep you busy and occupied. If it's not you, it's the kids. So.
Yeah, yeah. Buy some Lego, buy some Kai, you'll be sorted. And I guess the big question is, are you guys exhibiting this year?
Of course.
Just because you haven't got enough jobs.
Suckers for punishment, I reckon.
Yeah. How are we feeling about that?
Mine's probably not its best this year.
Honesty. You could have said anything.
It's hard. You've got really high expectations of yourself, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do pour a lot into it, and so that's my excuse for not building anything new. So I love the classic pirates at the moment, so they are always a big hit.
Yeah.
It's not super new, so I feel like I'm not bringing my A game, but...
I mean, it's going to be new to people who haven't seen it before, though.
It will be.
That's A-game achieved.
Yeah. I'll let Jason take the A-game on that one, though. I think his train display will be up there.
Oh, it's going to be fairly big this year, yeah. There's a few of us doing a train display all together, so it's got a fair bit of movement.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's rather large in scale.
Right, a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. Kids seem to love the movement. So we've got one train display there.
Okay.
I'm also part of another one as well, which the club's doing. So we've got a few trains going around the track this weekend.
Okay. I guess continuing on that train of thought, how has all the kind of like preparations been going? Obviously, you're both exhibiting, you're both part of the Hamlug committee. Like, how's it all been going? This was the thing I was saying in that song break, that I often talk to people doing shows and events like in the crunch week when they're like at their busiest. how have we been doing?
It's been pretty intense. But we're definitely glad we're almost at the end.
Yeah.
And everyone's pulling their weight, which is amazing. Mm. We've done some great work the last couple of weeks just making it happen, working through those challenges, and, we're almost there.
And how long do you guys spend working on this one? Like, how long does it take to build the event, if you will?
Well, we started looking at this last year.
Crikey.
And we've been working on it 6 months out this year, really.
Okay.
Just,
pretty
building
intently.
Building up each sort of meeting and working on things in between.
Yeah. And, I mean, you may not have the answer to this, but, like, the Hamilton LEGO user group, how many members strong are we?
I think we're up to 80 or 90...
Crikey.
Paid members.
Wow.
Although we've just gone through there, it might be 60 to 70 paid, but up to 100 associate.
Wow.
So at this particular show, we've got 93 exhibitors, and I think approximately half are our members.
Okay.
So from the wider Waikato region, and then, quite a few from outside of that.
Wow. And I guess with Hamlug, can anyone join? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah. It's always free to join. Just come and say hi to some of us, and we can sort you out and get you sorted out there to join the club. It's amazing how many people collect Lego.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of joining the club. There's a small fee each year. And, we have monthly meetings where we try and vary it a bit.
Yeah.
Mix it up a bit and get to know each other and work on different styles of building or doing something fun or whatever else we can do.
I'm going to take a guess and assume that usually it is always Lego related.
Yeah.
Oh, always.
Do you guys ever shake it up and be like, hey guys, this month we're going to do a puzzle, or this month we're going to like play a sport or something?
No, I don't think many of us play sport unless it's Lego basketball. I think we mix it up in terms of we'll meet at the pub every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll do some where it's educational monthly meetings. You know, we had an insurance chat.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds really grey, but it's...
No, but fair.
With the hobby, some of us have tens of thousands of dollars invested in it.
And,
insuring that is actually a really important thing to help members with. So it's not just the physical building techniques, it can be tips on the storage like we touched on before.
Yeah.
Or insurance or other things like that. We do try to mix it up. We've had a couple of meetings down at the gardens, get a bit of sunshine.
Yeah.
Not many of us bring a ball because it kind of hurts to kick Lego balls, you know. We're mostly Lego focused.
Yeah, fair. And I guess just off something you were saying earlier when I'm like the amount of pieces and stuff, do you guys like trade or like swap or... sets and stuff, because I feel like this is the place, if I'm after a really niche set or piece of Lego, I feel like this is the place to go, right?
Yeah, well, there's a website out there called Bricklink, which is sort of our Bible as Lego enthusiasts. It's like a Trade Me, but just for Lego.
Yeah.
So if you're after a set, a piece, a minifig, even an instruction booklet, it can all be purchased on this website.
Great.
So there's a number of us in... like our LUG or in the greater New Zealand community that have Bricklink stores, so you can purchase from them. But we also do private sales and stuff. Like if somebody's looking for something, they can post it on our Facebook page and somebody may be able to help them out. And it might just be a trade or but we definitely help each other out that way as well.
And I mean, we've kind of already touched on that, this, because we've gone deep into, I feel like I've learnt a lot in a short amount of time. But like, you know, we were talking about, completed sets, keeping them on display and stuff. Do you have members who like buy the Lego but keep it in the box?
Yeah.
There's quite a few in the club that do that.
Because it's that whole like collector's item, right? Unopened, Yeah.
There's some as like collectors like that, and some as you just end up with a backlog of sets that you haven't built yet, but they're, you know, they're tucked away ready for a rainy day.
Yeah. Know.
Then one day you'll get to it.
The longer you leave it, the more they're worth and the less you want to open it.
Yeah,
and then
the
bigger your backlog gets. So,
I mean, that sounds both fun and like admin at the same time. So, like, best of luck with that.
A lot of them go up in value, though. So it's like when you have a clear out, you can, you know, put some up for sale and generally make your money back or more.
Yeah.
And make some room for some more Lego.
And I mean, again, this is putting you guys on the spot, but do you have like a favorite set or a favorite thing that you've made?
It's a hard one. I'd probably say my Western was right up there. It's probably the biggest scene I've put together.
Yeah,
had some amazing elements, and I loved it. And I worked on it for a long time. Like, it did go through a couple of renditions over the first couple of years, but that's all broken up now. I have kept a Dagobah scene that I made intact, and I'm really proud of that as well. And that was like a third rendition, so it took me a long time to get to that. And it was just like getting the right pieces, getting the right building techniques, and putting the time into it to see that vision through to what I had from the get-go.
It
took a lot of investment, so... Yeah, I didn't want to destroy that.
No, fair.
Yeah, that's a real favourite for me.
Jason, any faves?
Oh, I've got a lot of favourite trains, but not really any other favourite sets. I just have so many.
It's hard to choose.
It's such a range.
It depends on the day, depends on the time. But now I'm going to take some more time back, or time for some more music, because I've got an important segment here on That's the Ticket. It's time for Rick's pick, and basically how this works is I have an Uncle Rick, and he is a great listener of radio, great listener of music, and when I started That's the Ticket, what number are you, 233 episodes ago?
Wow.
He was, I know I don't look a day over 230, he was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and every week you can play Rick's pick, and I actually have several lists now, because like the one list wasn't enough. And similar to what I was saying when I introduced Lego House by Ed Sheeran, I now try and pick songs that relate to what we're talking about or who I'm talking to. And so I've gone for a song by The Average White Band called Pick Up the Pieces, because, you know, relatable content, Lego, pieces, you know, choose your own adventure with that joke at home, guys. But Uncle Rick, I hope you enjoy this one. And as always, thanks for hooking me up with your songs, mate. are back. You're coming back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney, and Jason and Mel from Hamlug, Hamilton Lego Users Group. And we've been covering a lot of ground, talking about Lego quite a bit, which is fitting. But, I mean, it's exciting having this kind of content on That's the Ticket, and I do love all my guests equally. But as I was saying before we broke for Rick's pick, like, I have learned a lot. And there's more to learn with Lego.
So much to it.
It seems. But back to the Hamilton Brick Show, which is coming up at Claudelands Event Centre this weekend. So the 9th and 10th of August. Doors are open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There is a low sensory session on Sunday the 10th of August, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Tickets are available now at ticketek.co.nz. There are door sales. If you're at getting door sales and there's a queue, you can still go on the Ticketek site and buy your tickets. So there's essentially no way that you can't attend this show, guys. So consider this your sign.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, you know, off air we were talking about how much of a team effort kind of getting the show off the ground is. Mm. And is there anyone else kind of involved in this event that you guys want to shout out?
Yeah, well, we've got, for the first time this year, we've got some extra sponsors on board. Yeah, it's been a massive effort from everyone on our side, but also a big thanks to all of those who have sponsored the show. So there's been some Facebook shout-outs. If you want to follow us on Facebook, you can have a look at those. And you could also win some free tickets to the show if you want to jump on. So that's Hamilton Lego User Group.
Yeah,
on Facebook.
I'll chuck the link up to these guys' socials with the podcast of this episode so you know where to go.
Yeah. And then I guess in the same breath, our charities, really good to mention. So we do all of this for the charities and a lot of our proceeds go to them, to supporting them. So
awesome.
This year we are back with Writing for the Disabled Cambridge and Clothe Our Kids Waikato.
Great.
So they'll both be there over the weekend, RDA with their ponies, which is fantastic.
who did I meet? I think it was last year. It was the pony's name was either Monty. It was either Monty or Minty.
Yeah, Monty.
But yeah, it was great. And it's so cool that you guys kind of have the added like charity element to this. It's a really cool, nice thing to do, and nice to have reoccurring charities as well. And I guess I know the focus of today's kind of interview has been the Hamilton Brick Show, but I wouldn't be the cheeky radio host that I am if I didn't ask if there were any kind of other upcoming projects on the cards, or are we just, is it just get through Brick Show and then figure out the rest?
This is a big one at the moment. There's always other shows that we are looking at in the future, but this is a big one we do every year, so a lot of attention's going on this at the moment.
Yeah, I don't think we've got anything else in the pipeline
quite
now. But again, follow us on socials, and you know, when that next event hits, it will be all over there.
Because you guys have done stuff outside of Hamilton, right? Or am I making that up?
Yeah, we've done a show in Litchfield before. We've done a few little satellite shows. We've done Te Rahui show a couple of years in a row at Norton School in Hamilton.
Cool.
So we try and get out there in the community as well. Do smaller shows as well as bigger ones.
Yeah, if there are any local schools or charities that are looking for an extra add-on to their event or something that they are running, then we're also open to doing that. Or, you know, just helping them do a standalone event if they've got a nice hall for us to set up in. We love helping out the schools. The Litchfield one was a real blast. Going out to the outskirts. The community really turned out in full force there, and it was really successful for them. So, yeah, we were stoked to help out with that one.
See, I think the next thing is, because I keep talking about how I have a lot of, like, musicals and plays and stuff on That's the Ticket. I feel like we need a collab. We need someone whose set is just built out of Lego.
Yeah.
That's the kind of next phase there. But now I'm going to take the mic back for a hot minute and just plug some other upcoming events. Feel free to interject or just listen to me list some of the cool creative stuff coming up in Kerikeriroa Hamilton in the not-so-distant future. So, in no particular order, the Hamilton Brick Show is running at Claudelands Event Centre on the 9th and 10th of August. Doors are open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. More info on tickets at Ticketek. Century session is 8 a.m. on the Sunday. Come along, guys, and then you can put some faces to the voices of Mel and Jason. And then elsewhere, Hamilton Musical Theatres in the Heights is on at Rivoli Theatre from the 9th to the 23rd of August. More info on tickets are available now at iTicket. Over at Clarence Street Theatre, Cats the Musical is on until the 9th of August with 7:30 p.m. shows and a couple of 6:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. shows thrown in there too. More info on tickets can be found at Ticketek. And then friends of the show, Ha Ha Hamilton, have their August Comedy Lounge in at Navarra Lounge on the 6th of August. More info on tickets at Eventfinder. And then over at the Meteor, they have the Deck the Heels Glamilton Christmas Drag Show in on the 9th of August. More info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz. Now, as I like to say, I'm not the definitive guide of everything that is happening in Hamilton, because in case you haven't guessed, there's a lot. But just all I'm going to say is support your mates' art, support the venues, and get amongst it and go to the Hamilton Brick Show. But back to my guests. I've got one kind of last question that I like to ask people on the show. And you two have been here on TTT with me, giving me the tea, the inside scoop, the gossip on the Hamilton Brick Show. So my last question for you is, how do you take your tea?
White with none.
White with none. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Mate. I'm not really a hot drinks person, so I don't drink tea or coffee.
What do you drink? Are you just honing water?
Water or something like a fizzy drink, yeah.
Okay. All right.
The look on your face.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm judging him too. I didn't know there was no coffee involved. That's ludicrous.
It might be about 5 milos a year. That's about it, yeah.
5 milos a year?
Something like that.
Oh, I'm just like, surely we need some caffeine when it comes to, like, the Lego.
Oh, yeah. There'll be an energy drink or two for sure. Yeah.
Nah, it's just this question, I've had it all. You're not my you might be my first no hot drinks full stop. So I guess congrats, judging you. Nah. But last week I had someone, their tea, what they do is they get hot water, gummy bears, and just mix it. It's like gummy bit. Yeah.
Why?
Apparently Alicia Keys does it, and this guest, she's a singer, and it's like it coats their throat. Yeah.
Okay.
And
then like a hot honey water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then milk with none. Yeah. You might be my first milk with none, actually.
No sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
You do. I put sugar in mine.
Really?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
People used to give me stick. I was gonna swear.
Yeah.
For putting sugar in the tea. But,
and is that why you stopped?
Well, no, I'm trying to watch the waistline, cut the sugar down, trying to be good. So gummy bear tea wouldn't be any better.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it. Yeah. I haven't tried it.
Well,
but,
I don't need to sing. I'll do my creative things through the Lego.
Yeah, in silence with the Lego. But thanks for coming on and having a yarn, guys. It's been great. I guess... break a leg for the show? That's what we say in the theatre.
Jason's already done that.
Oh, no one knows he's got crutches until you...
Inside joke.
Was it a Lego-related injury?
No. Okay. Thankfully. Yeah.
You paused and I was like, oh gosh, I was kidding, mate. But it'll be a good story to end on. But I guess it's not the only way, but the best way to end the episode today is with more Lego-themed music. you guys are probably sick of this one, but it's Everything is Awesome from the Lego Movie. I assume we're fans of the movie, right?
Of course.
And then I've got a Kiwi artist, Mel Parsons, Brick by Brick, because, you know, brick show. But, thanks again, guys. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, everything is awesome. Everything is awesome.
awesome. Rip my body and chop the frost in. 3 years later, I shot the frost in. Smelling like a blossom, everything is awesome. Stepped in mud, got new brown shoes. Thoughts from the wind and it's off from the loom. Thoughts from the loom. Thoughts from the loom.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.